Warning.
This is a Vangerville production. Please don't steal it. Thank you for your time. Now have fun.
Whee!
That was perfect, except for the shitty weed.
Now, here regrettably is The Shang Show.
You, give me 24 minutes. Yeah, it's Monday. Chickity chick. A lot of things going on in my brain right now. I'm not going to lie to you. Hold on a second. Hi, Anthony. Chickity chick. Well, if anybody else is feeling overwhelmed with all of the information that's flooding at us nonstop over the course of the last week, well, I got news for you. I fucking listen and read this shit all day long, and I'm still having trouble. There is so much going on from so many different angles in the last week of this maniac's leadership. I don't even know where to start. I just watched a little Brian Williams. This guy, you want to talk about bad news Monday. Is it Monday? It's Monday, right? I watched a little bit of the national title game. Alabama, congratulations. They had that kid, that wide receiver, Devontae Smith. He's no joke. He better gain some weight, though, or he's going to get killed in the NFL. Congratulations to Alabama and Nick Saban. We'll see you next year. Huskers, CFP, probably not, but that's all right. I was watching this stuff. Here's the deal. The president is going to be impeached for the second time this week. He will be the only president that has ever been impeached twice. And there's still so much to be talked about in regards to what could potentially happen in the next 6 to 8 days. And this is there are so many levels to this happening right now. I know that we've got stage two of this whole Capitol madness that we saw last Wednesday. There's a massive potential for all of this to happen again on the 20th, the day that Biden gets inaugurated, but not only in the Capitol, but evidently these people and these psychos are on these sites or parlors or Facebooks. They're organizing dark reaches of the web. They're organizing armed rallies throughout all 50 states of the United States of America. So buckle up. I know that that word is word's been overused, but we're not out of this yet. And I'm going to give you the good case scenario and the bad case scenario, and then we're going to talk about free speech and censorship, because that seems to be the talking point that all these people on the right are now trying to like want to discuss, because they don't want to. Well, they want to pivot away from the fact that their leader mounted an insurrection against the United States of America last week from inside the Oval Office. Because we don't want to talk about that. That would be bad. Next Tuesday, the President of the United States, the newly elected President of the United States, takes the oath of office at noon. And power is transferred immediately the second he takes the oath. For the last 240 years, the last president shows up, shakes a hand, sheepishly gets into a car, drives to Air Force One for the last time, and they fly him away. And you might think, oh, who gives a shit? But it's important because it shows a seamless transfer of power which is important when you're the most powerful country on earth. We're not going to have that next week. What we're going to have is a child leaving early or leaving whenever, and Mike Pence will show up, and this man will be sworn in, and then, well, then more madness. I've been watching this, and I've been thinking to myself, thank God this is over. However, it's not over. And when you've got 7 or 8 days left and you've got this guy at the helm and you've seen what he's done, and over the course of the last 4 years, the divisiveness and the us against them and it's us and everybody's against us, big tech and the mainstream media and the evil socialist Democrats, he has sowed that message in so deeply that we have millions of people that like guns and don't read, acting emotionally. And if this is the day that their guy gets thrown out, you could imagine that this could be one of the more emotional days for these people, and they have decided to take to the streets and arm themselves and march on capitals across the country. There could be a very big day of bloodshed across the country. You know, you watch those emotions flying at that Capitol thing last week, and these people are pissed. They are pissed. They think they've been robbed. They think that this shit's been stolen from them. And again, the education level of most of these people is below average. And so when you've got people that are of below average education, the best way to make them feel quote unquote educated or informed or equal to people that read is to get them emotional, to get them feeling like they are fighting for something. You add in some underdog nature to that, and look what they're trying to do. Because who goes, how many people listen to this show are like, yeah, the man got me, or the man's holding me down, or my boss fucked me here, or that is prevalent in all of our lives. And when you get undereducated people with guns who are emotional, and you've got 4,000 people in Des Moines, Iowa, and you've got one of the real nuts who's real in, who's real QAnon'd out, who's really into the conspiracy theories and really has had a hard time in his life and really for the first time in his life feels empowered by a guy, quote unquote, who finally came and was elected to get me. If that dude makes one guy, if one guy makes a bad decision and there's 4,000 other emotional people that are afraid to make that big move or afraid to make that big, when that levee breaks, that's when the 4,000 follow. You know, you watch these people in the Capitol last week. I mean, it was literally the big gulps and it was fucking crazy, right? But one person decided to go, or a group of people decided to move in or to breach the Capitol, and then the mob theory took hold. This is going to happen next week in every state in the United States of America. Are we headed to a civil war? Doubtful. But we are amongst a situation that we have never seen before, which is the person currently in power has decided that he wants to stay and is willing to do anything in order to do that. And so we've got a problem. The House is going to impeach this guy this week. Let me walk you through this. They drew up the article today. They presented it to the House. The House will vote on it on Wednesday, Tuesday, Thursday, and then the president will be impeached. Impeachment means a charge. It's an indictment. So the House is going to charge the president with a crime. That's impeachment. That charge will then be sent to the Senate for a trial. I feel like we just went over this. Oh, we did. The Senate will have a trial, and the Senate will convict or not convict based on the charge and based on the lawyers that present their case. Now, this is not all going to happen in 8 days. But what is going to happen, and these are all the goofy little rules, what's going to happen is he will be charged or, quote, impeached, and then the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, can hold on to that charge and not send it to the Senate until she wants. On Inauguration Day at noon, Kamala Harris becomes the Vice President of the United States. Kamala Harris breaks ties in the Senate if it's 50-50. So on January 20th at 12:01, Chuck Schumer, the Democrat, officially becomes the majority leader of the Senate. It would be within everyone's best interests, if you are a person who believes that the president has committed a crime in inciting an insurrection, to delay or stop the certification of a free and fair vote that the United States citizenry undertook on November 3rd. If you believe that he is guilty or is guilty of a crime, you would want Nancy Pelosi to hold on to that impeachment charge until Chuck Schumer is the majority leader, because then he can decide what he wants to do with it, when he wants to deal with it, how he wants to deal with it. But just know that under the law, when that impeachment charge is handed to the Senate, it's not like they can blow it off. There must be a trial, and the importance of the trial is because if he is convicted, this is the big one. Donald Trump will never be able to run for office ever again. I think that must be our end game. Our end game should be to protect us from him. I'm not talking about Republicans. There will be another Republican president in my lifetime. I'm not even opposed to running Mitt Romney for 2024. You think about all of this stuff and you see all these Republicans who are now trying to like separate themselves from the president. In the meantime, they spent 4 years sucking his dick and riding his coattails. Now they're trying to sort of maneuver their way away from him. Graham, McConnell, Cotton, Ben Sasse. You know, all of those people that like use Donald Trump to get through their primary or to fundraise off of him, all of those people are not leaders. They're elected members of whatever branch of Congress they come from, or they are elected governor in whatever state they are elected in. But that does not make you a leader. Showing true leadership is going against the trend if it's right. Mitt Romney has been on the right side of this coin from the beginning. Mitt Romney has showed incredible leadership throughout this 4 years. The Republicans should run Mitt Romney for president in 2024, if only because he deserves that. This party has folded in and collapsed in on itself in order to welcome a crazy bunch of ragtag individuals who are primarily racist and primarily want to live back in the 1956 America where women shut up and men do what they want and bring me my drink and that black man is bad and this brown person wants my job. And that quotient of America is very real. This episode of The Shane Show is sponsored by HelloFresh.com. Delicious. That's what I'm saying. Break out of your dinner rut with HelloFresh's 22 seasonal chef-curated recipes each week. There's something for everyone, including low-calorie vegetarian and family-friendly recipes every week. HelloFresh has more five-star recipes than any other meal kit, so you'll know you get something delicious. Second of all, you're going to save time. HelloFresh cuts out stressful meal planning and prepping so you can enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in just about 30 minutes or even 20 minutes with their quick recipe options. The average trip to the grocery store, and in the current times, that's not really helpful, takes about 41 minutes. That's over 35 hours a year of your life of you going to the grocery store. Save time with HelloFresh.com. And flexibility? Well, we got that in spades. Add extra meals or lunches to your weekly order or throw in yummy sides and desserts like garlic bread and cookie dough. This is easily going to change your delivery days or food preferences, and you can skip a week whenever you like. I got news for you. This is America's number one meal kit. I sat down and had the hoisin shrimp. I've had the rockfish. This stuff is good treats. It's good eating. It's quick. It's easy. I'm even bonding with my girl making this stuff. You must go to HelloFresh.com/ use the code ShaneShow10. HelloFresh.com/ShaneShow10 and use code ShaneShow10 for 10 free meals, including free shipping. HelloFresh.com/ShaneShow10, and that's what you're going to get. You're going to get deliciousness. You're going to get saving time, and you're going to get sustainability. Get there now. HelloFresh.com/ShaneShow10. It's very present. We're looking at it. We're watching it. We're seeing it unfold on our television. We're watching a guy use the American flag to beat cops as he's trying to get his way into the Capitol building. You know, I have a theory. Now, stay with me. In 2008, the unspeakable happened for many people in this country. A black man was elected president of the United States, which would be unthinkable. Clearly welcomed by most, but for that small group of human beings who were terrified that a black man was now capable or was elected to president, there was an emotional major groundswell of white supremacy and racism that was dying to be led because they were terrified, quote unquote, for their country. And Donald Trump and the Tea Party gave that minority in America a voice. And that man, when he was elected president in 2016, was elected off of the backs of a terrified fraction of the United States of America who was racist and white nationalist and terrified that their country was being run by a black man. There has been so much injection of race into this conversation. But this part of it needs to be discussed and addressed. What we are seeing is the last grasp of a racist white section of this country that has been defeated and has been beaten by Joe Biden and, ironically enough, African-American voters and Jim Clyburn in South Carolina, who stoked Joe Biden back to life. This, hopefully, is the last great stand of racist America. I'm not saying racism won't exist. I'm not saying that racism isn't relevant. What I am saying is that this is the last great surge to try to hold the country back. Donald Trump was nothing more than a byproduct of the first black president. Imagine being in a white America for 236 years, and then a black man is elected. Think about the terror and the fear from a decently sized section of the country, and then put those in together with regular Republicans and mix them up, and you've got enough people to elect a president, which is exactly what Donald Trump did. We're going to have more trouble. And it's coming next week. I want to talk about this free speech shit for a minute, and then we're going to be done. This whole, like, you're censoring conservative voices in America. Shut up. Just shut your fucking mouth. All of my homies that I grew up with in Omaha that are on Facebook that are screaming about mainstream media and big tech censoring conservative bullshit. I have got thousands of Facebook messages on my thing talking about your dumb conservative values and everything's an oxymoron and everything is a contradiction, because everything that you were aghast about 4 years ago, oh my God, Michelle Obama's shoulderless dress was like the fucking end of the world for you people, and then you get this guy and you make excuses for this morally repugnant scum. The conservative voices on platforms, social media platforms in America, you're not being censored. With great power comes great responsibility. The more power you have, the more of a voice you have, the more responsible you need to be with that voice. And if I've got 85 million people on my Twitter and I'm telling them that to come to this rally, it's going to be wild, and I spend 4 years on my Twitter juicing up a base of emotional people who are afraid, and then they do violent things, then I have every single right to remove you from a platform that isn't publicly owned, it's privately owned. Donald Trump has every right to continue to talk about whatever it is that he wants to talk about. He can walk outside the White House and he can scream it. He's not going to go to jail for any of that, but Twitter doesn't have to have it on its platform. Twitter is a trumpet. Some people build huge trumpets with Twitter. Massive trumpets that everybody can hear. But if Twitter decides that they don't want you to have a trumpet anymore, that's their fucking decision. That's their choice. Go build your own fucking trumpet. Oh, these people and free speech and the... No. It's a company who's decided they don't want to listen to this shithead anymore because he tells people to go do bad shit. That's all. You fucking Scott Baio. And the thing, I can still read your tweets, you douche. Because you haven't threatened anybody. Your Twitter feed is garbage. Your Twitter feed is right there with James Woods and the other John Voight. You're all fucking crazy. But you're not telling anybody to go hurt anybody. So you get to stay and be crazy. That's all. You get to stand and continue to embarrass yourself. Period. It's interesting because there's part of me that's very, very sensitive to this. I've said so many crazy things on my show. So many wild things, but I own my fucking hosting service and I own the platform and I used to own the app and so I can do this. If Apple were to listen to my podcast and go, oh, that's too crazy, they have the right to throw me off Apple. If SoundCloud's like, yep, crazy, too crazy and scary and making people, nope, we're done with him, they can choose to do that. And then my repercussion is I can still be impassioned and go outside and scream in my fucking driveway, or I can build my own service. By the way, this is the same shit that Republicans are always fighting for. But now because it's not helpful to them, these fucking snowflakes. They call us snowflakes. The guy in the bear suit who got with the spear, he's not eating because they don't give him organic food. Who's the fucking snowflake now? Get the fuck out of here. Time to get out of here. Minutes, that's what you get. We'll see you tomorrow. Is big tech, do they slant liberal? Yes. Does the mainstream media slant liberal? Yes. But that's because most of the people in the mainstream media read. If you read a bunch of books and you educate yourself about stuff, you will find yourself more apt to identify as a liberal. And there's nothing I can say anything more about that, period. That doesn't mean you have to read. It doesn't mean that you have to get educated. It doesn't mean anything. You can be at home and have a manufacturing job and go to church and coach in your baseball and coach your son in his baseball league. And that's fucking beautiful and important and awesome. And there's a place in America for you. Period. It's something that's super important to who we are as a country. But if you want to be one of those people and you want to get a Twitter account and you want to say, hey, meet up here, we're going to go fuck this dude up, they can throw you off. I am not a communist. I am not a socialist. I grew up in Nebraska. I grew up in the heart of the country that is upset right now. But they're upset right now because they are emotional. They're not as educated, and they had a guy who knew that and fed that and has led them into a place where they are misinformed and they don't understand. They don't understand why. The guy built buildings and he gave people jobs and he lives in New York and he's a billionaire and he makes sense. Yeah, he's got to be right. Anything that he says on his Twitter has to be the truth. They have been misled. They have been hoodwinked. And we have got to make sure that this guy goes away forever. I'll see you tomorrow. Boston Powers, I am so lucky to be your dad.